You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The value of early childhood education continues to be debated here in our state. However, research is showing that it's more than only preparing a child for primary school. Early childhood education aims to develop a child's social, emotional, cognitive, and physical needs so a solid foundation can be built for lifelong learning and well-being. And today, we are joined live by Beth Oppenheimer and Sherilyn Botter with the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children to talk more in depth about the Week of the Young Child and the celebration of the young child. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you, John.
So before we get started with the Week of the Young Child, Beth, I want to talk really briefly about what we do know about early childhood education. And as I mentioned, that it is, you know, it's not one dimensional. It's not daycare, as I think some opponents of it may say that it is.
Sure. So early childhood education is, it's really an opportunity for children to grow and develop and learn. We know that children are born curious and capable and competent. And early childhood education really just helps to strengthen children's ability to grow and develop and be healthy and you know, not just be prepared for school, but to really have those opportunities to grow as the brain is developing so quickly during those first 5 years of life.
And so then every year we have Week of the Young Child. For people who aren't familiar, Beth, tell us what that is.
Sure. So Week of the Young Child is a national celebration, typically happens in Idaho. And it's really a time that is intended to highlight the importance of early childhood education. And it also is an opportunity to celebrate early childhood educators and families, really anyone who works with and cares for young children.
And Sherilyn, tell me how people can participate. How can families across the entire state participate?
Absolutely. So we have a lot going on over the course of this week. We're sharing resources via social media and newsletters, but also there are communities across Idaho that are proclaiming Week of the Young Child. And there are many childcare programs and libraries and organizations that are participating and putting on events. So definitely checking out the different resources in various Idaho communities. You can check out our website. We have a list of all of the communities that are participating. And then a culmination of all of these things, we're hosting Celebration of the Young Child in Julia Davis Park here in the Treasure Valley in Boise on April 16th. So it's after our full week of the Young Child, we're doing the celebration and families can come. All of the activities will be free. We'll have over 20 activity tables hosted by various organizations that will be sharing the resources they have for families and also providing an activity that is geared towards young children, like the 2 to 7 year old range is most of what it will be geared towards, but we'll have free books, we'll have performances, we'll have story time. There's just so much going on. There'll be a photo booth and it's going to be a super fun time. So I'm excited to see all the families and the kids, explore and learn as we're there. So. Yeah.
And Sherilyn, we should say that, I believe at least last year, if not the last 2 years, you haven't been able to do this event in person. So it must be exciting to know that we're going to be able to bring this event and bring families physically together at the
Absolutely.
Celebration of the young child.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be in person and to be able to share in this with families in person, see their faces, see the see them smile and light up as they're exploring and learning new things. Yeah, we'll be planting plants and there'll be an obstacle course and face painting and bird feeders, all kinds of things happening. Mm-hmm. So we are so excited to have it in person this year.
And Beth, let's talk a little bit more about when we talk about early childhood education. As we mentioned, I think a lot of times, you know, we have this idea of it being, you know, school, right? Or preschool. Mm-hmm. But you offer resources for families who choose maybe not to go that route, but still want their child to get this education in the home.
Absolutely. I think it's, and I'm glad that you said that, because early childhood education, it's not a place. It's a time in a child's life. And whether you're in childcare, preschool, or at home, and we offer a lot of resources for families who just want to support their young children at home. For instance, one of the programs that we offer is called Ready for Kindergarten. And it's a workshop that we offer for parents who have children birth to age 5. And it's a way for parents to learn to, what we say, play with purpose with their young children. So how can you incorporate and be more intentional with everyday things that you're doing with your children? That kind of ties into the week of the young child. So for instance, every day has a theme. Music Monday is on Mondays. And so that was yesterday, but that's really a time that families or caregivers can play music with their children, because children learn through music. They develop math and language and literacy skills, all while having fun. One of the things tomorrow is Work Together Wednesday. And we know that when children build together, they explore math and science concepts. And then, of course, on Friday, the theme is Family Friday. So we're really encouraging families to be intentional about Friday and find activities, whether it's outside. I think the weather is going to be beautiful outside on Friday. Go take a walk, go walk down by the river, and really be intentional in those conversations. If you see a tree that is budding their leaves, as we're seeing here in Boise, talk about that. And what's that process? And just pointing things out. It's just about being intentional. And we love to offer families those supports to help them work with their young children. Because we say time and time again, children, they don't come with a playbook. So we're all learning as we go.
And I think that's so true, Beth, because, you know, whether you stay home full time or part time or whatever that looks like in your family, or a child's in preschool full time, when your child is with you, you don't all of a sudden know how to teach them.
Sure.
And you know, so to have the resources that your organization offers is so critically important in order to get children ready for school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's not that we're getting children ready for school. We're helping them, of course, you know, develop their capable skills that they already have, right? Like I said, mm-hmm. children are born curious, capable, and competent. And we're just helping to develop those. So it's really about helping support their learning development as they're, you know, growing through those first 5 years of life.
So Sherilyn, once again, how can people get information and then the big celebration in Boise?
Yeah, I would encourage everyone to visit our website and follow us on social media. Reach out to organizations in your area. As Beth mentioned, our Ready for Kindergarten program is a great resource to check out, but we'll be sharing those themed resources throughout this week. As she said, Music Monday, Tasty Tuesday, Work Together Wednesday, I believe tomorrow is Artsy Thursday and Family Friday. And then if you want to find out more about our celebration of the young child, we also have that on our website, April 16th in Boise, at the Julia Davis Park near the band shell. So those are the ways to connect with us and learn what we're doing.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about early childhood education. We've been talking with Beth Oppenheimer. She is the executive director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, and Sherilyn Botter, who is the communications and outreach specialist for the organization. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Up next, looking at climate change in the West through the eyes of thousands of migrating caribou. We'll have more Idaho Matters.